last year at this time, if I told you that the Jets had a possibility to get Aaron Rodgers, Odell Beckham, and Ezekiel Elliott, you would have wanted to slap the taste out of my mouth. But now that is the reality that we couldn't find ourselves in. And it feels like, to me, that this Jets team is now trying to acquire all these different superstars. And it's almost, in my opinion, it's kind of like the Brooklyn Nets light of when they got Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. And that, yeah, you know, the Brooklyn Nets had a good thing going with Kenny Atkinson. They had some really good role players. And they sold their soul. They sold everything to get Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving because it gave them the best chance to win a championship. And you know what? As much as things blew up and imploded in their face because of all the off-the-court issues and all the injuries and then getting James Harden and, you know, him dividing the locker room and Kyrie dividing the locker room, and ultimately it ends with one playoff series win, I think you would do it again if you're a Nets fan. Because they were never going to win a championship with the roster they had before that. As good and as young and talented and promising guys like Spencer Dinwiddie, who's now again on the Nets, were, and LeVert and Jared Allen, they were never going to win a championship. And you see the same thing here with the Jets. They had a decent team, definitely needed an upgrade at the quarterback position, but they had a top five defense with a coach who I think for the most part most people like. Well, most people don't want to fire Robert Saleh yet. So that's he has that going for him. He's gotten through 2 years in New York, and I think the majority of fans don't want him fired yet. If he doesn't make the playoffs this year, different story. So you've got that similarity, and you got a team that has a lot of good pieces in place, but obviously was never going to win a championship and didn't even make the playoffs and ended up losing six games in a row to end the season with, you know, Mike White, Zach Wilson, and Joe Flacco as your quarterback. So now, not only are the Jets in position to get Aaron Rodgers, who wants to play here, who is so enigmatic, and you know he's going to bring a lot of headlines, either good or bad, but you would sell, you would do anything you can to get him. You would do just about anything, and the Jets are trying to make the best trade they can to get him. And with Odell Beckham Jr., another guy that derailed his time in Cleveland, that obviously we knew him as a Giant here. You know, the issues he had towards the end of his time here as a New York Giant. And also, you know, there's the possibility that he gets hurt yet again. Towards ACL in the Super Bowl last year and hasn't played since. You bring a guy like that, that's a lot of attention. That is one step closer to being, you know, a circus in terms of all the star power and all the off-the-field headlines that you're going to have. And all the Hollywood-esque things that Odell Beckham will bring to your team. And then you get Ezekiel Elliott that could possibly be on this roster. And you know what? It feels like the Jets are on the verge of becoming the second coming of the Brooklyn Nets. Now again, ultimately, Kyrie Irving, I think, became one of the most dislikable players in the NBA and here in New York. I don't think that's going to happen with Aaron Rodgers. I don't think it would happen with Odell Beckham. But where the Jets now differentiate themselves from that Brooklyn Nets team and what they did to get those superstars, because they were never going to win a championship without them, and getting them, all the risks that they had to take, firing the coach, giving away all the draft picks, that was the closest they were going to be to win a championship. And the Jets are the same thing. Getting Aaron Rodgers is the closest they'll ever be to winning a Super Bowl. Getting Odell Beckham, if he's healthy, that is a legit number one weapon. But again, where they differentiate themselves is the Nets gave away all of their future and their present to acquire Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. Where the Jets, I feel like, are in a great position where you have to pull this trigger and you have the benefits of doing so is this is basically 2 years. It's probably 1 year if you get Odell Beckham, and it's probably 2 years with Aaron Rodgers. And you're also not mortgaging your entire future, right? Yeah, you got rid of your offensive coordinator, who I think probably needed to be fired anyway, but you brought in Rodgers' best buddy Nathaniel Hackett. And, yeah, I mean, maybe the Jets only do give up 2 second-round picks. If you don't give up a first-round pick, I think that's a win for Joe Douglas. So you're not giving up your entire core. And for anybody that thinks the Jets are going to trade Sauce Gardner in a trade for Aaron Rodgers, you're out of your mind. That is never happening. Never. And if that's what the Packers are asking for, I'd say you can keep waiting. Well, we'll hold this out all the way through draft night. I don't give a damn. But at the end of the day, if the Jets are giving up a couple of second-round draft picks and, you know, maybe a guy that's not one of the best players on the team, because the Rodgers paying him $50 million is obviously the big thing, and the fact that he will retire if the Packers don't trade him. The Jets have the leverage. So you're not mortgaging your future like the Brooklyn Nets had to. And again, it's 2 years. If Rodgers turns out to be over the hill and falling off the cliff, and if he doesn't have it, yeah, it's going to be a massive disappointment, but you don't have to restart and rebuild. And the same thing with Odell Beckham. 1 year contract. $7-8 million. I know Odell he said, I ain't worth four. Initially, with reports where he wanted 20. But you're not giving a gigantic contract to a guy that you don't know if he can stay healthy. 1 year, $8 million. If you have to overpay, I would probably do that for Odell. If it's a 1 year deal, because if it doesn't work, all right, it's 1 year. You're not then crutched or crippled in the second year or the third year. So the Jets have to go. They have to do this. You have to finalize this trade for Aaron Rodgers, and I think they have to go out and sign Odell Beckham Jr. You know, now when it comes to Zeke Elliott, I'm not paying him. I'm not paying Zeke. I'm not paying him. If it's between Odell Beckham and Ezekiel Elliott, again, there is a salary cap, right? The Jets don't have all the money in the world. You can't just go out and get Odell Beckham and Ezekiel Elliott and this guy and that guy and the left and the right. Because remember, as soon as you get Aaron Rodgers, that's probably going to be, an average of $50 million on your books the next 2 years. So if it comes down to Odell Beckham and Ezekiel Elliott, I'm getting Odell Beckham, and I'm telling Ezekiel Elliott, yeah, sorry, we don't want you. And I know basically Philadelphia, the Eagles have essentially said the same thing to him. You know, Zeke is a guy that has had issues holding onto the football the last 2 years, injuries, and he got overtaken by a guy who was the number 2 running back on the Cowboys and Tony Pollard. The Jets have Breece Hall coming back. They re-signed Ty Johnson. They've got running back depth. You don't need Ezekiel Elliott. But finalize this trade for Aaron Rodgers, and I would go and sign Odell Beckham. And not just because Aaron Rodgers said he would like to play with him, but because Odell Beckham then takes your receiving core to the next level. And it allows Garrett Wilson to still be the dude and be the number one, but it gives you that solid number 2 with Odell, where we saw the impact he had in the first half of the Super Bowl, where he took some attention off Cooper Kupp, and he had a huge, huge first half before he tore his ACL. And not to mention the Jets then added Alan Lazard and Mecole Hardman. I mean, man, that offense is going to be unbelievable if they finalize the deal for Rodgers, when they finalize. I'm done saying if. When they finalize the trade for Rodgers, and hopefully when they sign Odell.